Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just put his imprint at every important part of the game. You know, he's in the top percentile of this entire association in terms of conditioning. And you saw he just got stronger as the game went on. But in terms of, you know, you saying a Marquette guy, you know, Dwayne swore to us. He looked us, Pat and I, dead in the eye and said, this is your guy. This is the next guy. But it's also just, you know, one. And so we also have perspective that we're not going to get carried away with this.
Jimmy effing Butler, man. I want you to remember Jimmy effing Butler. And what a performance last night. And if you were able to go to sleep right after that game last night, you got something wrong with you. You really do. You got a little something wrong because that was something else. That's more than just a triple-double. That was putting the whole team on your back. I'm sure he's got a sore back today. 40 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Played 45 of 48 minutes and went to the basket hard last night. Two blocks, two steals. He did everything but sell popcorn to the other team, man, last night. That was just spectacular. We got all kinds of stuff. We got a busy weekend. More importantly, for everybody that just said gloom and doom, we got no shot, going to Bammer out. Oh, no. This thing's going to be over. Somebody forgot to tell Jimmy effing Butler that. And I love that little thing that Van Gundy kicked on. He goes, he just said you're in trouble. Right. I just heard him say you're in trouble. Right. I think he said it to LeBron. And after the game, he said, yeah, I did say that. He said it to me after the first quarter. And I said at the end of the game, you better be careful. Somebody else could be in trouble. Mm-hmm. Just love it, man. The guy didn't back down. Good morning to everybody out there. We got a lot of stuff. Some good, some bad. Second guessing. Is it time to make that change? But we got ourselves a little bit of a series here after Jimmy Butler. I don't know what's going to happen. Listen, the rest of the way. But that was fun. And you know, guys, you know what's weird? Like, if you didn't watch the game last night and you would have said, wow, well, there must have been a lot of guys give Jimmy Butler a lot of support. And you know, I mean, Linick and Hero both had 17. But it was really like Jimmy Butler doesn't play like that or close to that. They don't win that game. There were a lot of guys that didn't shoot the ball that well outside of Jimmy Butler. There were some guys here when Linick hit some big shots at the end of the game, made some nice plays. But pretty amazing, especially, you know, we all look at that plus thing. That plus thing's kind of come into – it's been right. In hockey for a long time, Zach, but it – kind of
plus minus, right?
Very, yeah, the plus minus. Right. And last night, Robinson, Butler, and Crowder, if you're just wondering, plus 27, plus 20, and plus 21.
Right.
Against their starters. Just give you an idea how good overall, led by obviously a heavy, heavy dose of capital letters, Jimmy friggin' Butler.
Effin' Butler, right.
Yeah, you got to be careful. We call him fantastic.
Right.
I think if people, you know, people like, I dare you guys say that, you're ruined. Then just call it fantastic. Jimmy Fantastic Butler, if you don't like. You know, we can use the F word for a lot of different things on Jimmy F and Butler. because that was just a matter of time. I keep saying it. I'm going to say the word and get in trouble.
Jimmy Flippin Butler. What can we say there? Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, for people that, you know, don't have potty mouth out there, just go Fantastic Butler.
Right.
He was really good last night. You also, during that time, heard from the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, talking about, man, we had a chance. A lot of guys played well, and I wasn't one of them. Five field goals and one touchdown, not going to beat the top-tier teams. Five field goals and one touchdown, just not going to beat them. You can put all that pressure on the defense. The defense, shockingly, I mean, as crazy as that game was, that thing 17-12 late in the game. 17-12, and I ended up 31-23, but you're hanging around, and of course, a lot of people are going to second-guess the decision. 8:35 left in the fourth. Fourth and five on the 9-yard line. You just took a couple-yard loss on a run play. It didn't work, obviously. And coach decides to kick a short field goal on a guy that's having a great year kicking field goals. But listen, you're not going to win the NFL. Five field goals equals two touchdowns. That's just... That ain't going to work, man. No, five field goals. Actually, two touchdowns can beat you on five field goals, right, which is even worse when you get real technical on this thing.
And the quarterback for the other team is Russell Wilson.
And that's the problem. And the problem is how long he's going to scramble around, and he made some big plays. It's going to be on it. I know Igben Ogunni is going to get the, you know what, beat out of him today. Right. He got torched on a couple of plays. And they gave up big plays, including, to me, the huge play with just a few seconds left before the half. And you're thinking they're just trying to get close enough to kick a field goal, have a long field goal. And instead, they get a 57-yard because your rookie decides to bite on something short and leaves a guy as open as he will ever be in his career. They end up scoring with no time left. I just thought I had a soreness in my stomach. I couldn't even eat at halftime last night. It just punched me right in the gut. And they're just not, you know, I know there's growing pains with them. You know, Byron Jones, not quite ready. It looks like maybe he'll be ready against San Francisco. So it's a little bit of the roster's still not good enough against teams like that to have mental breakdowns and give up those big plays, which we talked about for 3 or 4 days. Can't give up big plays. Can't give up the 37, the 57, and the 30-yard plays. Just can't. And they make big plays. He's always looking down the field. Had another huge game. And then on top of that, you just can't have – you can beat some teams. There are probably 6 or 7 teams, maybe 8 teams they could have – beat yesterday because they made a lot of good defensive plays.
Right.
But all that stuff, all those stops and all the great plays they make, they're for nothing when you give up those big plays. And you knew sooner or later, and that would be the second guest special on the Dolphins head coach. Like, so a year ago, of course, they're just trying to get wins, so he's being ridiculously aggressive, and it was great. We loved it. And he didn't do that yesterday. He said, okay, I got a better team than last year. There's no doubt, Zach in Hollywood, there's no doubt in my mind a year ago, if he was in that situation trying to get a first win, he is friggin' going for it on fourth down with nothing to lose with that team. So, you know, you look at it, he kind of second-guessed himself. He said he'll evaluate it, but how many times are you going to get down there against Seattle? And more than just that and what your offense can do, how many more stops do you think your defense is going to get? Like, these guys average 37 points a game, and, yeah, you're making some great plays, but you're also, I mean, giving up some yards there, man. And sure enough, they went back to some matchups they liked. They got them. There were some guys that had really good games for the Dolphins, but you just can't overcome that. So,
right.
Really frustrating, Zach, overall.
It was. I'll tell you where I started with my frustration. Right. I mean, yeah, that play in fourth down, you know, when you go for the field goal there, obviously that's going to be a talked about play. But can we go back to the end of the first half? Can we go back to a horrible coverage by the rookie and a fit? What is it, a 60-yard or 58-yard completion to Moore? Then it was that quick little pass to Travis Homer, 3 seconds left in the first. I mean, it's just little things like that it's punches in the gut. And if you don't give that up, I mean, they went 75 yards in like 25 seconds or 23 seconds, whatever it was. It's little things like that. And listen, I know we're in the middle of a rebuild and a retooling and putting this whole team back together. But Joe, they've lost 17 of the last 23 games. This is I understand where we are. I understand that you drafted a quarterback. I understand you had 11 draft picks. I understand you have a whole bunch next year. That's fine. But these aren't little gut punches. These are big, you know, these hurt now.
Yeah, you had a chance to win that game, man.
Right, I mean, that's the whole thing. You had blown out, right.
You could have won that game. You just can't, right. You know, and he had to know. Like, look,
of course.
Coach, you ain't going to kick 5 field goals or maybe a 6 field goal and beat Seattle.
Come on, no way.
Not going to happen.
This is a team that was giving up so many points and yards the last couple of weeks that you thought that maybe this would be like that shootout game, you know, like Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out there and throws a bunch and gets a couple touchdowns and it goes down to the end and maybe Russell Wilson has that last second touchdown to win. But this was a tough gut punch yesterday because I thought you might have had it at one point.
Seattle, first of all, defensively, really smart. They're like, all right, you're going to complete a lot of passes, get a lot of first downs. You ain't getting any big plays.
Right.
And so everything, 15, 16 yards, 10, 11. I mean, just didn't have a lot of big plays. Meanwhile, the other team is, and they had some drops. I mean, they had a couple of drops. Good play by Bobby McCain to break another one up. That was going to be, you know, 25, 30-yard plays. But Russell Wilson leaving that play alone listen, that's 2 weeks in a row. I don't mind if a guy gets beat, but we can't have mental mistakes where you just leave your guy. Like, just not acceptable. Not acceptable. I don't know. Russell Wilson ain't running. If he does run, he's doing you a favor once he rolls out. But the one thing, you can't leave a guy knowing. And they had to preach that all week. Like, look, he's going to buy time. He's going to roll out. Look at these tapes. He does it to everybody. He's not looking to take off and run unless he absolutely has to. And he rolls out to his left and throws it down the field and just, I mean, wide, stopping, catch it, open. Yeah, that was a huge play. And then the other thing is, if we're going to have growing pains, is it about time for Tua? I mean, at what point do we finally...
to bring it up.
what point do we finally say, is it Tua time? You know, you got San Francisco, who lost to Philadelphia, by the way, last night, incredibly. You got Denver away, San Fran, Denver away. And then the Chargers at home. I mean, it just doesn't matter who you play at this point. You can't look at who it is. You just got to decide.
When is it time to let the rookie loose? That's it.
You're losing, even though this team has nothing in common with last year's team. So you don't have to worry about sending me that text this morning at 305-567-0560 about this team looks like last year's team. But the fact is you're losing games. you're losing games. And do you do what's going on in L.A. right now? You do what's going on in Cincinnati right now? And the guy that was drafted between those two guys, at what point do you go, okay, I mean, he was sick last week. He missed a couple of days. He wasn't even at practice because if you got the flu now, you're treated like you have COVID-19. But at what point? It's got to be coming, man. they had to have a meeting last night or early this morning like, all right, what are we going to do here? I understand. And Fitzpatrick's effort. I mean, just when you get down on the guy, takes off and runs for a first down and gets – pounded again by Wagner at the goal line to go in for the only touchdown on a quarterback draw. And I understand our new quarterback can't do that. I do. I don't want him doing that.
Right.
But so there's a lot of stuff to go in that's going into this. And coach going to have to make some decisions because, listen, that was I think more than anything is when you have a chance to win now. You have a chance to beat Buffalo. You come back, take the lead, and then they just scorch your defense. But it's so frustrating that watching yesterday, and they got a couple of good stops after giving up a big play to start the game that led to a touchdown. You're like, damn, they're playing really well. Ogba had a great game, really got after it, just played his ass off. And you're seeing a pass rush and seeing some things and forcing quarterback to throw the ball. And you're like, all right, this might be a day he's a little off and you can do things. And then, you know, next thing you know is you lose. Well, listen, we got a lot of stuff. The Jimmy Butler story, man, about as good. You need a little good news and you need to stay up late. That's a Jimmy Butler all time. That's going to rank right up there with all the great performances in the finals from LeBron and Dwayne and Shaq and some other guys that you might want to slip in there. He was just sensational, making free throws, defending, going to the basket hard, hitting mid jumpers last night, fadeaways, going right at LeBron. I mean, just saying, LeBron, I know everything's about you. Congratulations on your assist moving up, but I'm getting after you tonight. All right, we got to go to break, man. We got a lot more stuff. Don't go away, man. If you want some good news and some bad news, kind of like life right now, we got a little bit of everything here to get to this morning. Like talking about your South Florida Chevy dealers. First thing in the morning, are you kidding me? Of course we're going to talk to you about South Florida Chevy dealers. Did you stop by this weekend? I know you're starting to look around, right? The lease is up, you're over your miles, whatever it might be. You just want a new, fresh look that's got something that fits your need or your family's need for something perfect. Starting with a great price and a great look. It starts there always. You like it, then you want to make sure you can afford it every month. And then on top of that, safety features, right? Always, always important. And the style and everything else that goes into your South Florida Chevy dealers. That's why we think 2020 is the best overall year. We can't wait for you to come out and take a test drive and look around at all the different dealerships, especially the Chevy Open Road Sale event still going on. It's a great time to finally take a look at those big, beautiful Tahoes. Maybe take a look at the Suburban. The family's growing. You got dogs and cats. You need extra space. Can't beat it. And then Silverado trucks. Man, if we don't have the perfect truck for your lifestyle, then nobody makes it. Durable steel beds, strong and unbelievable deals. And how about our midsize SUVs right now, like the 2020 Traverse? All right, so it's a smaller SUV, but it still has all the space to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style. It still looks beautiful, man. It is great. And of course, also, the Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, really has got everything you need. The active safety features, really technology, fun to drive performance, and finally, the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Got to get you in that Chevy Blazer. I mean, it's got a great look. It looks so good without doing anything else. Just looking at it, you're going, all right, I got to take it for a test drive. And then you're going to go, wow, they got the Chevy Blazer really figured out. Find your reason to switch to your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Hey, Dave, all over Dave Broward and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer and get a great deal today. Well, you're in a little trouble, man. You're in trouble. Who does that looking at LeBron James going, now you're in trouble, man, at the end of the game?
Jimmy Butler does. That's who does that.
How about Jimmy Butler, man? Jimmy Butler just been telling everybody and everybody's going, yeah, Jimmy, great, great, great. But Jimmy, come on, man. Gorn and Bam are out still, not going to play a third game. And he goes, I am going after this thing. I just need a little bit of help. He got it and just had just a sensational 40-point, 11-rebound, 13-assist. He just seemed like he was involved in everything. He's just a friggin' clutch free-throw shooter now, too. I mean, he goes to basket hard, you know, and they're debating whether it's a foul or not, and he's just going after all their guys and makes those free throws, man. He makes them like they're layups.
But he does it like a superstar does it. You know, we've seen it in the past when you see the superstars in big games get themselves to the line to help them their team out by getting those easy points. You know, the points you don't have to really work for that much. 12 of 14 from the free throw line last night. We've seen it since the bubble kind of started, especially the playoffs have started. that's Jimmy's thing. He gets to the free throw line. He loves getting there. He's shooting great from it. And last night, you couldn't ask for more from this guy. He played 45 minutes also, and he played 45 minutes the night before or two nights before also. I mean, this guy is everything for this team right now. It's unbelievable.
I mean, his story's great, but how about the rest of these guys that stepped up last night? I mean, that to me is just even more so impressive. Like, Jimmy's a star, and we know that, and that's what he's supposed to do and step up and have games like that. But how about guys like Tyler Hero, and even you look at Kelly Olynyk?
Kelly Olynyk.
I mean, the way he played last night. I mean, these guys really stepped up and just an incredible effort by the entire team. But, you know, Jimmy Butler, that narrative that he doesn't make guys around him better. I mean, it was just an impressive team effort last night.
He makes all the right plays. I just think it's great, man. How good is it for a guy that kind of – he got a reputation of, you know, it wasn't good. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's, you know, his reputation is sour, hard to play with. Some people kind of, you know, the Chicago thing to the Minnesota thing was terrible. The way he shows up at a practice and scrimmage and yelling at the general manager, this is, you know, I'm your best friggin' player. And the two number one picks that the team was built around are soft and he's going at it and all the other stuff. And then he goes to Philadelphia. We've seen how, you know, they made the decision, or at least he seems like he feels like they made the wrong decision with that. He said it was a mess there. Same kind of thing. Guys don't want to do it the right way. Then he gets on this team, gets his own team.
Right.
And this way you get – have you ever seen a guy that's the star and the leader of the team have more praise? This is where I was meant to be. I love this team. And by the way, guys never – talk about their front office. I love Pat Riley. Pat Riley's my guy. I love Pat. I do anything for Pat.
Right.
Eric Spoelstra. I love playing for. I mean, I'm like, wow, this is the guy that everybody said, ooh, I don't know if this is going to work now. He's a different dude. Jimmy effing Butler might
Jimmy
be a different.
Effing Butler, right.
The F might be a little different when he's with you, man. That F might be a little different.
Right.
So, as you know, you can use the F word so many different ways, good or bad.
Right.
But so last night, just sensational. Just can't say enough. And by the way, the crazy part is had 40 points on only 20 shots, 14 of 20. And by the way, in that shot, I don't think he made a three last night.
Attempt one, Joe. I was waiting for you to say that. Didn't even attempt a three-pointer in that game. 14 of 20 field goal shooting, 12 of 14 from the free throw line. You could not have asked for a better shooting night all around from this guy. And he didn't have to shoot five or six three-pointers. None. 11 rebounds, 13 assists, two steals, two blocks. Joe, this guy is everything for this team right now. It's not even close. Everything for this team.
That was kind of a Dwayne Wade.
Right,
Wade used to not make a lot of threes and put up a lot of points. Anyway, great stuff last night. So right back
Thank God the Heat game was after the Dolphin game, by the way, and it wasn't reverse. Otherwise, we'd come in this morning with a little bit more of a bitter taste in our mouth.
Oh, no, man. I mean, we just that thing's frustrating,
yep.
You know, and
I do have good news for you, Joe. My favorite website I go to now on Monday mornings after the football is called tankathon.com. And right now, the Dolphins, if the season ended today, would own the third and ninth pick overall.
Wow.
The Houston Texans right now are behind the Giants and the Jets.
Yeah, they had another.
The third pick, and the Dolphins right now would be at nine.
Yep. Bad, bad loss, and we own their. I mean, that Texans thing is something.
Oh, my God.
Although we got a lot of things to figure out on this team before they worry about the draft.
I know. I just love going
to Texans. But still, Texans 3-9, are 0-4.
Right.
Crazy. Just really frustrating. I'm not going to lie to you, man. It's just driving home and going, I'm not going to let this bother me. I'm not going to let this bother me. And it's just.
Does it make you any more frustrated knowing, and we talked about it in the first segment anyway, but that the Chargers have their rookie and Cincinnati has their rookie and they're taking their beating. They're not winning games necessarily, even though Burrow won his first yesterday. But they're out there playing, getting time. I mean, yesterday Justin Herbert went head-to-head with Tom Brady.
So I don't know where Tua is right now. I have no idea where it is. And again, I know he had the flu last week, but it's time. I mean, we're losing games anyway. It's time.
Right.
The guys are going to play hard for Tua. Tua's got this team too. Maybe not like Ryan Fitzpatrick because of his running and all the crazy stuff that Fitzpatrick, and by the way, just gets the crap knocked out of him. I've never seen a guy get up. And you know, and still taking guys on and falling forward to get first downs with his with his legs for a guy that just gets the most out of running. I mean, those are all great stories, but it's time. It's time, and I'm not putting anybody else in on this conversation, but yeah, it's time. It's like we got to be like really, really close. I don't know when you want to do it. San Fran, Denver, or the LA Chargers at home again. You're going to be on the West Coast for 2 weeks, but it's time.
Does it even matter? Does it matter at this point?
Well, he's trying to win games.
I know that.
And he wants these guys to learn how to win these games, and he knows the team is getting better, but it's still not the perfect roster. It's just not. It's become a just lack of big plays offensively make this thing really, really hard. Really, really hard when you see other teams getting big plays, especially Buffalo and Seattle, just full of big plays from their receivers and everything. And by the way, I just want to say this. Watching all the games yesterday or getting caught up on the games in the afternoon, the most improved player by far in the NFL, by far, not even close, is the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
You're right.
And second of all, the best three or four receivers, if you want to put McKenzie in there, by far the best group of receivers. They catch everything. You may find a one or two that looks sexier in your fantasy football, but from one to four, one to three for sure, because now I'm not so sure they don't have the best slot receiver in football right now.
Right.
That little sucker is tough. And then the
Cole
two guys
Beasley,
on the outside.
Right.
That's by far. Stop the rankings for all the fun stuff in the middle of the week when we want to do rankings on who's got the best skilled players or who's got the best. The Buffalo Bills have it. That trade was one of the best trades ever made because their number one now makes all the rest of those guys even better.
Right, right.
Going back to Devontae Parker, who got hurt, went in. We all thought he was done because of past history. That son of a gun came back out and played his ass off. Hurt. I mean, it was the same place. He caught about eight post patterns, quick slants yesterday.
Right. And got hit right away on each one. Right, exactly.
And it helps everybody else by that guy being out there. Like, so I said, listen, man, we need him back out there. Preston, I don't know. He's in and out, you know, still trying to figure things out, still a young guy. I got to tell you, the other story that will be, I think, today when it comes out, unless my eyes are lying to me of all the shots I saw yesterday, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be really frustrated with himself when he looks at all the times he missed Mike Gesicki wide open and did not throw the football. I know he's trying to get first downs, and, you know, you get hit and all that, but you got a guy, if you're looking down the field a little bit, running wide open. And, of course, Mike Gesicki's not going to say anything because he's not good enough yet or that kind of guy, hopefully. But, man, those would be ones where the guy goes, wow. Coach goes, look at this. Look at over the top. You took the guy underneath, but look at over the top. Look at run down the middle of the field. And he didn't get him. And so that was something that also popped up. But, yeah, the big plays, man. I mean, Buffalo and Seattle, did you think watching Seattle yesterday, I know the quarterbacks are different. One guy is a big, strong dude. But then I watched Buffalo yesterday and I go, my God, I just saw this show.
Right.
I just saw this show, although I just think Buffalo catches everything. Nobody's playing better than that group of receivers. Tough catches. Some of the catches they made yesterday, I mean, they were just ridiculous. And the quarterback all of a sudden. You want to go back and re-rank that quarterback class now?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you can if you want. I mean, I think we all know who number one would be right now, but number two is very close to number one now.
Yeah. I feel that way. I'm glad you said that.
No,
yeah.
I think Josh Allen right now, you can say what you want through four games of the season. You know how we always grade by the quarters, first quarter of the season. This first quarter of the season, the MVP of the league, we're very close to it. It's Josh Allen.
Well, Lamar Jackson made a couple ridiculous throws.
I understand
the
Bills
too.
Are 4-0, Joe, and it's because of Josh Allen.
And that,
Josh Allen running that
50-yard
run.
But you're right, man. You look at and by the way, Cleveland's finally got this thing figured out. They go, you know what? we're a running game,
right?
More than a passing game. So you guys all get used to five catches for 50 yards and 60 yards. They ran for 300 yards on the Dallas Cowboys.
And Chubb got hurt. That's the best part. Chubb got hurt in the beginning of that game. And how about Jarvis Landry throwing a long touchdown to Odell Beckham yesterday?
Their quarterback, their starting quarterbacks, there's definitely second or third string quarterbacks in the league can't make that throw.
Right. That was an awesome throw by Jarvis.
Yeah. No. Jarvis can throw it, man. Yep. I don't know at what point in his life he got where he could throw it. We're running super late. My God, we got so much stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, I tell you what, if I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, you just left the Dolphins and the Jets because you know you got a young quarterback that can play. That son of a gun can play. We'll take a quick break. A lot more stuff to get to here on Monday morning. We'll be right back.
Jimmy, first I just wanted to clarify. It looked like you said you're in trouble. Is that what you said?
That is what I said.
Okay. And then secondly, you said last game or after last game, you guys would have to play damn near perfect in order to beat these guys. Where does this fall in terms of playing close to damn near perfect?
First of all, we're not going to act like I'm just out there talking trash because I'm not. Brian said it to me at the end of the first. That's what happened. I just said it to him in the fourth quarter. And talking about playing damn near perfect, we did a good job of that tonight. We rebounded the basketball, which is what we always talked about. We got back. But I think guys are starting to realize how much we belong on this stage and that we are in the finals for a reason. And to tell you the truth, I think when we get these other two guys back, they're going to make everybody's job, including mine, a lot easier. So I'm excited, but we still got to play better moving forward.
Just get my horses back. I'm holding on as long as I can till the horses get back, which tells you he thinks Gorn and Bam going to be coming back here the next few days. So we'll see what happens. But we got ourselves a little now 2-1 series after the Jimmy Butler show last night. Just incredible. One of the great performances in a long, long time. In the finals, well, we don't have a lot of teams go to the finals. Let's start with that. But Jimmy Butler, 40 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Just incredible. Played almost every damn minute last night, 45 of 48 minutes. And as always, seemed to play some of his best basketball late in that game as that sucker was going back and forth. And he'd had a couple of big leads. And next thing you know, Lakers are up one. And you're going, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Here they go. And they hung in there, man. They hung in there and got it, especially looked like Lakers after AD got in a little foul trouble to start the game. He never got really back in the rhythm of the game.
Nope, not
it was never
all.
In factor. Like, I didn't even realize he was out there except I go, that guy's kind of looks like him, kind of runs like him, but he was playing like he was the eighth man. Like, there was just no inside great effort. I don't know, man. After he got in foul trouble, he just kind of disappeared. Did he look like one of the three or four or five best players in basketball? It's funny what foul trouble and losing your rhythm,
right?
It sounds kind of weird, but he just got out of sync. And LeBron, to be honest, he didn't look great either. He traveled, I think, back to back.
Oh, my God.
Trying to go to the basket. Right. It looked like he was dancing. He took so many steps. And then he wanted to complain, and they're going, hey, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Not one, not two.
Yeah. Not three. Yeah, man. He had a bunch of steps there.
Joe, so he had eight turnovers last night.
Yeah, he listen, I understand why he left, by the way, and took his basketball and went home a few seconds early.
Oh, that's so petty though, right? Isn't it? Like,
well, they're going, hey, we can't finish the game. Like, we gotta have five players on, you know, those guys, his former coaches going, hey, guys, and they're going, yeah, LeBron's already in the locker room. He left.
It was a bad look for LeBron at the end of that game. It really was. I mean, LeBron's the best player on the planet. We know that. But, like, you're really just going to get that upset at the end of the game where you're going to walk off with time on the clock and your team out there because you need to get back to the locker room first because you're pissed off. Like, give me a break. You don't need to shake hands with the other team. We know that. But, like, you stay until zero's on the clock, then you walk back to the locker room and you get pissed off. What was he doing?
I am curious to see for people that love to rip LeBron. This would be a good day.
Right.
This would be a great day for them to come out and go, look at that. Like, childish act. Do you tell your kids that too? Like, hey, when you're losing, 10 seconds left, walk off the court and not wait around till the buzzer. So, yeah, I'm sure that will pop up. By the way, he was clearly the second best player, and he had, as you said, a terrible, terrible game last night.
He almost had a quadruple-double with turnovers.
By the way, he was throwing some bricks at threes late in the game, too, and he looked not only frustrated with that group he was playing with, but, yeah, they got outplayed, and Jimmy clearly was the big dog last night, so it was great stuff. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on here, some good, some bad. The football team, now 1-3, another poor performance by the Dolphins, who I know do a lot of good things, and I know these are growing pains, but the frustration of hanging around and not finishing, and this just calls in right away. I know I was thinking, well, listen, if it's going to be like this, you know, this is two good games and two bad games for the quarterback. I think it's got to start thinking about Tua coming in here, coach. It's got to be time when you have your meetings and the offensive coaches get together, quarterback coach, Chan Gailey, Coach Flores, like, it might be time. Fitzpatrick would take it just fine. He'll be there to help him. Izzy, and now they got to go, but, you know, he's got to be close to ready where at least understands. He's never going to have the knowledge that Fitzpatrick has till he gets out there. He can never get to that level. So if we're going to have growing pains, and we got growing pains, different places on this team, if you think that offensive line is healthy and good enough with what you have, then
you play the quarterback.
Right. Got to play him. And he's not going to run around. You know, I hope he'll roll out and, you know, take off and run if he has to, but be smart. But, you know, the days of he's not going to be taking guys on and all those things. But we got to find out and see how he does. I mean, at this point, you're 1-3. Let's go ahead and take a look at it. So anyway, we got Manny Diaz coming. You know how weak this is? With everything going on this week, right. The Marlins going on to the second round. We haven't even talked about them. Sorry, Miami Marlins. We got carried away with yesterday with the basketball and football. The Marlins took care of the Cubs quickly. They're moving on. They start round two Tuesday at 2:08. I don't know how they come up with it. I'm just reading it. 2:08, and now a best of five against the Braves. So, hey, they're rolling, feeling good, good young pitching, clutch hitting from some of their veterans right now who are playing great. So we'll see what happens with that. And we got another big matchup, and we're going to talk to the coach about that one. Clemson and the Miami Hurricanes.
Wow.
Third Saturday night game. You could not make this up. When you do all that recruiting stuff nationally as well as locally, and you get to be the big dog on a Saturday night, this is going to be a different stage than they're used to, this one. But, yeah, you get to find out in week four just where your team is as you go on the road to Clemson and play against the best quarterback. He's probably better right now than – How many teams in the NFL would love to have him right now without waiting to find out or talking about the future? A good third of the league, right? Would take Trevor Lawrence right now.
Yes.
Anyway.
The entire NFC East, I think. Yeah, everyone in the NFC
that's
East.
That's a good point. You had me think about that. Hey, Manny Diaz is going to join us coming up in just a few minutes here. We're going to talk to the coach about the big week, about the bye week, COVID, getting through COVID, moving on, getting ready for – boy, I tell you what, a big, big game to find out just where your team, who has played really, really well, find out where they are as they get ready to hit the hard and the tough part of this ACC schedule coming up with a big matchup against the number one team in the country. We're going to have that next for you. But right now, first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I got to tell you, man, they're going to happen sooner or later to everybody. You've been watching football. Heck, you've been watching basketball. A lot of guys getting injured. A lot of Heat players, some Dolphin players banged up. I feel pretty good about their injuries. You know why? Because, well, they go where I go. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute ranked one of the top sports medicine programs in the United States. That's right. They're really, really good. The doctors they put together and an unbelievable facility down in Coral Gables, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Listen, when it comes to taking care of the pros, and people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? Well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Trust and believe 100% their best chance to stay healthy and get healthy happens at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Those doctors are sensational. Some of the best in the business. A bunch of them are up this morning. Some doing surgery. Some with the teams on the road. Listen, they're staying busy, but they have time to see all the top high school, college, and professional athletes and people just like you and I who play either team sports or individual sports. One goal, get you healthy and get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'll never get in to see those guys you're talking about. Yes, you will. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today for one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. These guys take care of the top athletes all over. Come in for second opinions, not just here in South Florida, all over the world, man. That's right. Top tennis players come down here because they trust those doctors at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.